played about a minute or so, 7:04 remaining, just under a minute. Illini bluffs with the 2-0 lead here in the Lady Tiger Classic. Did not catch who that foul was on, but at the free throw line is number 20, Alex Neve, getting two free throws. The first does not go. Second one is on the way, and it is good. Well, that cuts the lead in half. It's a 2-1 lead here from Beardstown. And the give is baseline as that is Grace Robertson, and that basket is good. Did not catch who that was that made it. It was a two-pointer, so the lead is now three. It's deflected out of bounds off of Katie David. And it will be Macomb basketball. So the Lady Tigers taking on the Lady Bombers here from Beardstown. That was Sophie Whitford. Out top it goes. That is number 10, Nicole Lester. Lester has it back. She looks to drive. And the skip pass. And that three-point goal does not go. The offensive rebound is to Jordan Hare. And we're going to give Hare that basket. I look down to get the name, and they score. So I'm guessing Hare got it. And that, the roller is good. That is Hicks with that. And it's a 6-3 lead. Illini Bluffs with the lead. Eve gives it up as that is Lester with it. She looks to drive, takes it in, has it partially deflected, and Illini Bluffs comes up with it, and they push it into the front court. Hicks picks up her dribble. It's the ball to, I believe that's David. Out top, Robertson to Hicks. She looks to drive into the lane and does. It spins in and out, and the offensive rebound and putback is good. Nina Alvey with that basket. She'll go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play. And the timeout taken by Macomb. So with 5:35 remaining, it is Illini Bluffs 8, Macomb 3, back to Beardstown in 30 seconds.
Introducing Repeat Refills. Now you can have your prescriptions filled automatically at the Hy-Vee Pharmacy. With Repeat Refills, your prescriptions are automatically filled ahead of time and ready when you are. We'll even call you when your order is ready. Let your Hy-Vee Pharmacy help you stay on top of your medication therapy. Ask your helpful Hy-Vee pharmacists about Repeat Refills today. Then you'll never have to worry about running out of medication again.
Repeat Refills, now available at your Canton Hy-Vee Pharmacy, 825 North Main Street.
Back in Beardstown, an 8-3 lead for Illini Bluffs. At the free throw line is Anna Alvey. That rims off, does not go. The rebound is to Macomb. They quickly up the sidelines, the fast court, fast break, and the baseline jumper does not go. It's deflected out of bounds off of IV, and it'll be Macomb basketball. 5:27 remaining. Illini Bluffs with the lead. That's an offensive foul. And that is called on Hare, her first. Team's second. So ID with possession. Hicks works it into the front court for Illini Bluffs, Robertson. Now they try to get it to Alvey, but it is behind her. And the turnover gives it to the Lady Bombers. Here is it up to Lester. Drives the baseline. The runner, that is blocked by David. I didn't catch who that was. It was Whitford that had her shot blocked. Here with it out. Right side wing. They give it up. That's Leeser. Here with it on the wing, the skip pass, and a travel whistled against Lester. The turnover gives it to Illini Bluffs with 4:40 remaining. The 5-point lead still for the Lady Tigers. They give it down to Halsey. She is fouled off the low post. Be a common foul. As Hare picking up her second foul. And that is the team's third. 4.5 minutes remaining. We do have a substitution. And it looks like Hannah Howard checks in. Hicks from the corner does not go. Chases it down. Gets her own rebound. Looks to drive. Goes into David. David throws it up and is fouled. And I'm guessing she's going to get two. Alex Knee picking up that foul, her first. David getting the two free throws. The first is on the way, rims out. Well, it's the second of three games here in the middle school gym, back to back to back. And David gets the second one. Quickly into the front court, as that is Howard. They go low post, and Hicks is going to be guilty of that foul. Her first. I believe that is the team's first for what's been whistled against Illini Bluffs. McComb triggering it in, and we've got a 5-second count. The turnover. Giving it back to the Lady Tigers. They lead it by 6, 9-3 here in the opening moments of this basketball game. We've played just about half of the first quarter. Hicks, the runner in the lane, can't get it to go. Alvey with the rebound and put back, but does not go. She'll get two. Extend this lead out to 7 here, and does not, left it short. Courtney Thorman checking in for the Lady Bombers. Alvey getting the second of two. Again, a chance to make this a 7-point ball game. The second one is on the way and rattles through. 10-3 here in this first quarter of play. We are at the 3:55 mark. Underneath will not go by Howard. The rebound is to IB as David picks up her dribble, gets the ball to Hicks. Hicks takes it, picks up the dribble, and is called for traveling. Slid the pivot foot. It'll be McComb basketball. Home has the ball, and the skip pass goes to Howard on the right side wing. Nothing there. Now she looks to drive into the lane. She throws it up too strong, and the rebound is to Peyton Pullman. Gets it into the front court. Hicks with it now. She looks to drive, gives it up. David, she'll fire the three. It's good. And it's a 10-point lead now for IB at 13-3. It looks to drive. The runner in the lane has it out of bounds. And I think they say off of IB, so it'll be McComb basketball. Driving into the lane was Nicole Lester and had it deflected out of bounds. Mallory Johnson checking in. Also getting back, getting into the game, Katie Hafner. Well, that give is to the low post, as that was Lexi Leeser. Driving into the lane is Lester, throws it off the glass, cannot get it to go. David grabs the rebound, and she pushes it into the front court, pulls it back out. Driving into the lane, the skip pass goes to David underneath, and it's too strong, deflected out of bounds. It'll be McComb basketball. They say it's off of the Lady Tigers. It's Peyton Pullman couldn't quite reel that one in. give. That is in the corner. Howard gives it off to Lester. Lester, right elbow of the free throw line, now brings it back out. 3-point goal. It rims out, does not go, as that was taken by Leeser. That is loose. Peyton, or Alvey, comes up with it. Gets the ball off. That's Johnson. Gets into the front court. Picks up her dribble. Gets the ball off to David. That is Holman. Holman has it deflected, and it is IB with it. David slid the pivot foot. And the turnover, giving it to McComb with a minute 52 remaining. 13-3. IV leading this by 10. If IV wins, they will move on and play Illini West, the third seed in this tournament. That's going to be a foul. And it'll be a common one, it looks like. Well, we'll have one more game after this one. In the first round of ball games that we'll have, then we'll take a break and be back at about 6:15 tonight when Farmington will play the winner of the Brown County Rushville Industry game. That ball skips through somehow. Johnson picks up the dribble, gives the ball off underneath to David. David falls down, and that is a travel. So the turnover, giving it to McComb. In the ball game is number 30, that is Emma Thorman. 13-3 is the score, a minute 3 remaining, and that's going to be a block, and let's see, it'll be 2 free throws. I did not catch who that foul was on. Neves' free throw is good. Second is on the way. It's 13-4, a 9-point lead for the Lady Tigers. Make that 8. The ball's loose on the floor. And the turnover is McComb comes up with it, and a whistle, and took an extra step. Traveling call. So it will be IB basketball. Under a minute, 51.7 seconds is what remains. Hicks gets the ball off to David. They go underneath Robertson. Out top. 2-point goal does not go. That was Hicks. It's loose. And we have a held ball. Let's check and see whose possession. It will be McComb basketball with 35.8 seconds remaining here in this first quarter of play. Orman gives it off to Howard. Neve to Courtney Thorman. The baseline jumper does not go, and that is going to be a foul on Howard. With 18.4 seconds remaining, and then a turnover. Not what Coach Robertson was hoping for. A little bit of time comes off, 17.5 seconds. McComb with possession. They put it in play in front of their bench. That throw does not go, and we have a held ball. And this time it will go to IB. Well, we'll take a between games, a short break. David from the right side. Can't get it. Robertson with the offensive rebound and put back. And that ends the first quarter of play. After one quarter, Illini lost, leading it by 10. They lead this over Macomb, 15-5. Back to Beardstown in 60 seconds.
Want the fastest internet service in Canton? Contact Mid-Century Fiber today. Incredible speeds at incredible prices. Go to FiberFastNow.com. Check out the Lock in Your Price for Life offering and pricing. Then fill out the form to be part of the Faster Than Fast Fiberhood. Call 778-8611 and Mid-Century Fiber will guide you through the process. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com.
Basketball is as Chicago as hot dogs with no ketchup. And it's watching each game with the TV sound turned down and the radio turned all the way up.
Wade on the right side, and Wade is killing it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
Three. Double bam. Poets rating threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls radio network.
Bam.
The new home of the Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
Back in Beardstown, the second quarter just about ready to get underway. 15-5, Macomb trailing Illini Bluffs. And Macomb with possession to start this second quarter of play. 15-5, I'm Mark Mixler, glad to be with you here for the 35th Lady Tiger Classic. Courtney Thorman, she looks to drive, and then we've got a block called against Robertson. Her first, I believe that is the team's second, and Katie David getting ready to check in. Now the give inside, and that is good. Lexi Leeser with that basket. And the lead trimmed to 8. Now Macomb slapping on full court pressure. The ball is loose, and then we've got a reach in. Helter Skelter. And it will be a 1-1. As shooting the free throw is Peyton Pullman, and that rims off, does not go, and it is Macomb with possession. Could have been a double dribble, but not called. It went off of a glass and a hand. Right there, bounced, picked it up, and then dribbled again. The turnover, giving it to IB. Pullman, he drives. This is an off to Hicks. They reset the offense. And we're in what appears to be a 1-2-2 extended zone defense. A nice pass inside as Halvey couldn't get it to go. It is loose, and we've got a reach in. And that is going to be on Pullman, her first. And it'll be a common foul, so Macomb with possession. They trail it by 8, 15-7 here in this second quarter of play. Coming up after this game, we'll have South Fulton taking on Pleasant Plains. That's the 8 and 9 seed of this tournament. With it was Alex Neve, and that is Howard with it. Out top it goes to Courtney Thorman. She fires a 3, and it's through. Well, just like that, it's down to a 5-point ball game as David will take the uncontested layup in, and it's a 7-point lead, so the McComb had scored the first 5 points of the second quarter. Then the answer is Robertson strips the ball and comes up with the loose ball, and that is Hicks that comes up with it, and she'll reset the offense. David, skip pass, and nobody's there. Threw it kind of in between Hicks and Johnson, and the turnover giving it to McComb. 17-10, 5:47 remains here in this second quarter of play. We'll get some information. Hopefully between games I'll be able to go into the media room and we'll get the outcome of the North Fulton-Jacksonville route game, which was played in the high school gym, and that is deflected. Hicks lays it up, and she is fouled. And we'll go to the free throw line to get two. And at the free throw line will be Hicks as the foul on knee for second. Hicks' first free throw is on the way, and it rattles off. Substitution coming in, as it will be Erica Dawson checking into the ball game for McComb. Second free throw rims out, and that's going to be on Robertson. First, second foul. As the 1-1 is in effect, as it will be Dawson at the free throw line to get the 1-1. First one doesn't go. The rebound is to Hicks. David pushes it into the front court for the Lady Tigers. The ball is loose, and it is out of bounds, and it will be McComb basketball. In the ball game, Lester, she gets it into the front court. Drives, kicks it out, and the two-point goal is good. As Savannah Kump gets that, and a timeout taken by Jim Robertson. It's a 5-point lead with 5:07 remaining. Illini Bluff 17, 12 for McComb, back to Beardstown in 30 seconds.
Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seat House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service, that's why Perkins Seat House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Back in Beardstown, it's a 5-point lead, and they work it inside Alvey, and she kisses it off the glass, and it's back to a 7-point lead. This is Coach Robertson, drew it up. 3-point goal is good, Emma Thorman, and the lead trimmed to 4 at 19-15. And they go inside, Alvey is fouled. It went through a couple of McComb players. As it was Courtney Graham that tried to feed the ball inside. They did get it to Alvey. And I believe it was Dawson picking up the foul, as Alvey's first free throw is good. She'll get the second. Lead is 5, a 20-15. Second free throw rims out, and the rebound is 2, McComb. 5-point lead underneath the Dawson for 2. And it's trimmed to a 3-point ball game. David off the glass, can't get it to go. Graham kicks it out. David slides the pivot foot. A turnover, giving it to McComb. IB leading it by three. McComb has an opportunity to tie it, and they miss that chance right there. Picks to David, and it will be a common, not a common foul, the one and one in place. These are picking up the foul. I believe the one and one is in effect. Two shots, okay? So it is the double bonus. David gets the free throw. And it extends their lead to four at 21-17 as Howard checking back in. David will get the second free throw. On the way and good. .22-17, 3:43 remaining. Howard out between the circles. Brings it right side to Dawson. They go low post. And that is deflected. David comes up with a steal. She's going to take it in from the left side. Lays it up and is fouled. And David will go to the free throw line to get to. And that foul is whistled against Whitford. David getting two more from the free throw line. First one is good. Sends it out to a 6-point ball game at 23-17. Second one is on the way, rims out. Alvey, the offensive rebound and putback, cannot get it to go, and the rebound is to McComb, but it's taken away by Hicks. Couldn't get it to go. David, the offensive rebound, and it is out top. IB with it. David, in the corner, picks up her dribble. Gives it up underneath to Alvey and gets the power basket. And another steal at the other end as David is going to lay it up and no call, some contact. And 2:44 remaining. Coach Keene getting a little upset, wanting the push-off called. A 30-second timeout taken. An 8-point lead for IB, 25-17 over to McComb, back in 30 seconds.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy. Build on a solid foundation.
Back in Beardstown, 25-17. McComb with possession. That was Emma Thorman, and she gets it off. And the runner in the lane, count it. With that basket, Nicole Lester will get a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Free throw is on the way, and it's good. And it's suddenly a 5-point game again, 25-20. And double dribble. wrestled against IB as guilty of that was Hicks. Lester drives, cut off, as they get it out to Reagan Emmerich or Foreman. And that is going to be a travel against Howard. ...25-20, 2:03 remaining. I'm Mark Fixler, glad to be with you here. From Beardstown, this is the second game here in the high school or the middle school gym, the third game of this tournament. And the give, as that is Hicks. The turnaround off the offensive rebound is good. And it's back to a 7-point lead for the Lady Tigers, 27-20. Thorman, that's a steal, taken away by David. He throws it up, cannot get it to go. Hicks, the offensive rebound is good. And the lead is 9, 29-20. Underneath, too strong. Alvey with the rebound. Johnson ahead to David. And she slid the pivot foot. So with a 1:05 remaining, the turnover gives it back to McComb. They'll put it in play in front of their own bench. Trailing IB by 9. Thorman, Courtney Thorman on the right side wing now. Picks it up, gives it off to Dawson at the top. Skip pass to Emma Thorman underneath to Courtney Thorman, and it's going to be a push-off. So Courtney Thorman will go to the free throw line. And the 1-1 is in place. 50 seconds remaining, 29-20. We've got a good one here. McComb sees the lead by IB, extended out to 8, 9, 10 points. That does not go, and it is loose on the floor. Hicks comes up with it, somehow goes through a double team, brings it down court, and she'll try to go baseline, gets it underneath to Alvey, and it's off of her feet, and we've got a held ball. Alternating possession stays with IB. And a held ball. This time it goes to McComb. McComb with possession off the turnover. Dawson. It's tipped out, and that's going to be a push. And let's see who that's going to be on. Going to be on Thorman. And at the free throw line will be Elena Varnes. Double bonus is in effect. First one is on the way, and it rattles in and out. 26.7 seconds remaining. Can get this to go, it would extend it back out to a 10-point lead, and that does rattle through quickly the other direction. 20 seconds remaining. Courtney Thorman underneath to Emma Thorman. It's deflected but put back in play. Dawson chases it down. 10 seconds remaining. Emma Thorman, the runner in the lane, rattles off, and we're going to have a foul. And I believe that's going to be on Johnson. Johnson slapped at the ball. And I think, okay, the double bonus is in effect. So the lead is 10 at 30-20 with 3.9 seconds remaining. And that free throw is good. Makes it a 9-point ball game, 30-21. And that one rolls out, does not go, and out of bounds. It will be Ivy basketball with 1.9 seconds remaining. And they pick the inbounds pass, and that will end the first half. So one half is in the book. 16 minutes has been played. And at halftime, it is Illini Bluffs leading Macomb by 9 points. It's IB 30, Macomb 21. We'll be back to Beardstown in the 35th Ladies Tiger Classic in 2 minutes.
Santa dear, what are you doing?
I'm test flying my new parrot drone from Nerds on Call. I might just load all the toys on this puppy and deliver remotely from home this year.
Yes, dear, all the top tech toys from Nerds on Call make wonderful gifts for the children.
Oh, the children.
Yes, dear, they have special holiday tech gift baskets, too, for everyone.
Even big kids?
Even big kids.
Nerds on Call, a facet company. Find locations at CoolestNerds.com.
During the holidays, hackers, viruses, and network crashes can freeze your business just when your customers need you the most. This year, don't sweat the tech stuff. Call Facet Technologies and relax. Here's Facet President Brian Ford.
Facet will back up your information, keep your system secure, and make sure you're running smoothly through the holiday. It's what we call holiday peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business, even during the holidays. See it all now at FacetTech.com.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for hunting season. Find bows and cases, tree stands, ammo, guns, blinds, targets, archery accessories, and more for every outdoorsman this season. The largest selection of archery and hunting gears at Farm King in Monmouth, Canton, Galesburg, Macomb, Kewaunee, and Burlington. So if you need to add gun accessories, calls or decoys, knives, traps, or rain gear to your collection, shop Farm King and make them your official hunting headquarters. Farm King, the family store with more for the outdoorsman and hunting season.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
And we welcome you back to Beardstown as it is the 35th Lady Tiger Classic. And, of course, our first game here this morning. South Fulton a winner as they advanced on as they defeated Illini Central by a score of 46-31. And they will play our next game that will be coming up. And they'll face Pleasant Plains. We'll have that game for you. It'll tip off at about noonish. And right now in this game, it is Illini Bluffs leading Macomb here this morning by a score of 30-21 is the score here at halftime. It's been a game that IB jumped out to a quick lead and actually saw that lead extend out to 10 points by the end of the first quarter. And right now, as we said, they lead it by 9, 30-21 here at halftime of this ball game. And, of course, if you've ever been to the Macomb, let me rephrase that. If you've ever been to the Beardstown Annual Lady Tiger Classic and you look at the bracket, once you get past the first round of games, things kind of get a little jumbled up, and you've got to kind of really keep track of what you'll be doing. We are anticipating doing games tomorrow at, and I've got to look at this, we're anticipating doing games tomorrow at noon at, and I've got to look at this, because I didn't bring my one schedule with me, so I'm kind of looking at this real quick. We're looking at doing a game tomorrow at noon, again at 2 o'clock. And, of course, both of those games, we would do a game here in the middle school gym at noon. Then we would move over to the high school gym beginning at 2. And then we are anticipating a game at 5:30 and possibly a game at 7 o'clock tomorrow night as well. But that could all change. One never knows. But that's at least what we're anticipating here tomorrow night, or tomorrow here on CD Country 107.9. We're going to take another break, and we'll be back here from Beardstown, 30-21. Illini Lust leading this over Macomb, and back to Beardstown after this two-minute break.
At Spooner College, you'll save thousands and you'll learn from some of the best. Hi, this is Todd Thompson, Diesel Power and Systems Technology Instructor at Spooner College. At SRC, you'll work with instructors who empower you to do your best work. With an average student-to-faculty ratio of 17 to 1, you can bet your instructor will know you by name and will care about your success. Spoon River College offers excellence in education right here, close to home.
Spring classes start January 17th. Visit src.edu to learn more.
Mid-America National Bank offers plenty of reasons to bank with us. I'm Kevin Stevenson, Business Development Officer.
I'm Jody Wilcoxon, Business Banking Associate. Mid-America offers all the financial services you need, from online banking, online bill pay, and a convenient mobile banking app, to lending, trust, and investment services. We've got you covered for personal and business.
To learn more, visit midnatbank.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GE Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox. A better place.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairieland Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online. Online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Back in Beardstown, a 30-21 lead for the Lady Tigers of Illini Blouse as they are making their way back onto the floor here this morning as we are winding down halftime. I'd be, as we said, leading this. Let's take a look at the unofficial scoring for the Lady Tigers. And now I've misplaced my one score sheet as I'm scrambling to find that. I think there we go. Finally got it back out. But let's take a look at the scoring. First off, for the Macomb Lady Bombers, we had a lot of, it's very balanced. Couldn't get any more balanced than this. 1 point from Natalie Neve, 2 points each from Savannah Kump, Alex Neve, Lexi Leeser, and Jordan Hare, and then 3 points from Courtney Thorman and Nicole Lester, and leading the way is Emma Thorman with 4 points on the morning. For the Illini Bluffs Lady Tigers, it's pretty balanced as well. 1 point from Elena Varnes. We have 2 points unaccounted for, and Grace Robertson also had 2 points. And 8 points each from Hannah Hicks and Hannah Alvey. And then 9 points leading the way here this morning for the Lady Tigers is Katie David for the, as we said, for Illini Bluffs. They led it 15-5 at the end of one quarter, and Macomb is kind of got into that lead. It's now a one-point ball game, or I should say they cut into it by one. It's now a 30-21 score here at halftime. And ID making their way out onto the floor, and so is McComb. So the second half just about ready to get underway, and it will be Illini Bluffs with possession to start this third quarter of play. Hicks with the ball, and McComb starting with some pressure defense, not necessarily a trapping, and that is kicked out of bounds. It will be Illini Bluffs basketball. They'll put it in play in front of their own bench, as it looks like Katie David will trigger it in for the Lady Tigers. Pullman gets it out to Hicks and looks to drive. Kisses it off the glass, cannot get it to go, and it is McComb coming away with that Louisville rebound, as with it is Alex Neve underneath. And the basket does not go. Loose on the floor, a held ball. And it will be McComb basketball. So it will be McComb basketball off the held ball. That is deflected and out of bounds. It will be IB basketball. Good pressure defense. Deflecting that, and then McComb going down to get it, and she was out of bounds. Hicks drives it into the lane, kicks it over, it's loose, and ahead it goes. Bowman, and it's going to be a foul, as could have been a moving screen, but hard to call that on that particular play, simply because both players were going for the ball with where it was. You had three players going for the ball, but two of them happen to be from McComb. That does not go. But it kind of looked like to me from this angle that one of the players from McComb was kind of shielding the Illini Bluffs player from getting the ball. And he's got one of the two free throws, and it's an 8-point ball game at 30-22. With the ball. Gives it up to Johnson underneath. David picks it over to Hooks from the right side elbow. Cannot get it to go. Alvey goes up for the offensive rebound. And Jordan Hare picking up her third foul, the team's first. It'll be a common foul as Alvey will trigger it in for the Lady Tigers. David open for the three, takes it, rims over, does not go, and ahead it goes. And a nice move, but couldn't quite get it to go, and Alvey grabs the rebound. David pushes it into the front court for IB, and that's going to be a carrying the ball. Well, I don't keep turnovers, but I'm going to say, well, there's just been a mess of turnovers by both teams. Drives in the lane, and that is going to be a travel. Slid the pivot foot as she tried to slide between the two defenders. A turnover giving it to Illini Bluffs. 6:23 remaining. Robertson for two. 32-22. Back to a 10-point lead. And that hook does not go. Alvey off of her fingertips. Jordan Hare couldn't get that hook to go. But it went off of IB. So it'll be McComb basketball with 6:04 remaining. And can't do that. It had to be touched. She did establish herself back in, but it has to be touched by somebody else. Katie David, that is. That shot does not go, and Robertson battling for it, and it is Hare. Count the basket. Alvey is going to be guilty of that foul. Here with the basket. Free throws on the way and good. Seven-point lead, 32-25, 5:54 remaining here in the third quarter. I'm Mark Fixler, glad to be with you here this morning. We're at the 35th annual Lady Tiger Classic. That is deflected, loose on the floor, and that's going to be a held ball. And it will be IB basketball. Pass, and that two-pointer does not go. Loose. Robertson comes up with it. Nice pass inside. It's deflected, though, as David gets it out to Johnson. The baseline jumper is good. That's Hicks. She's in double figures. And it's back to a nine-point lead. And that does not go. That by Lester. It is loose. David has her pass deflected, and that basket is good. Lester gets that one, and it's back to a seven-point game, 34-27. David gets pass to Robertson underneath the Hicks, and she is fouled. Guilty of that foul was Whitford, and that'll be her third. Howard checking in. Pass to Johnson to Hicks. Hicks brings it to the near side, as that is Huff Hafner, and the 3 seconds is called against IB, the turnover, giving it back to McComb. 4:45 is what remains here in the third quarter. A seven-point lead is trying to cut into this lead, and they do. Leeser with that basket, and it's back to a five-point ball game, 34-29. David. He looks to drive, lost it, gets it underneath to Johnson. Couldn't get it to go. The rebound is to McComb, and they've got a chance to cut into this lead even more. Use our Howard for three. And a timeout taken by IB, 34-32 with 4:08 remaining. IB leading McComb back in 30 seconds.
Join WBYS each Saturday morning at 9:05 for Coach's Roundtable, the basketball edition live from Hy-Vee. The 55-minute show has scores for the Mid-Lonnie and Prairie Land Conferences. One-on-one conversation with boys and girls coaches from Canton, Farmington, Lewistown, North Fulton, and Illini Bluffs. Breakfast and basketball Saturday at 9:05, Coach's Roundtable on WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM. And enjoy website streaming and free app for download at 1560WBYS.com.
Back in Beardstown, 4 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. McComb has battled back. They now trail by just two, 34-32. Johnson fires for two, doesn't go. Dawson with the rebound quickly. Gets it to Howard. Howard ahead. Baseline jumper is good. Leeser with that two-point goal, and we are tied at 34, and that's a steal. Tipped, and Robertson is going to be guilty of that foul. That'll be her third common foul. .337 is what remains, 34-34. Illini Bluffs and McComb here from the 35th Lady Tiger Classic. That is deflected out of bounds, and it is off of IB on the far side. And just into the front court, and McComb chases it down. Howard pushes it into the front court. Leaser is on the near side. They go far side to Dawson on the baseline. Leaser out top between the circles. Howard left side top in the middle. High off the glass. It is good. Alex Neve, the runner in the lane, and gives McComb their first lead at 36-34. They trailed by as many as 10. And right now, after that turnover, can add to their lead. IV led this by 9 at the quarter at the half break at 30-21, but they've been outscored as that is a foul. Be a common one. Barnes picking up that foul. They have been outscored here in this third quarter, 15 to four. With it is out top, Alex Neve, right side it goes, and that is going to be a travel. Leaser picking up that call for the travel. So it will be IB basketball. McComb leading at 36-34. They trailed it at the half, 30-21. That is deflected, and it stays with IB. David will trigger it in. The pass goes inside to Hicks. Off the glass, cannot get it, gets her own rebound, put back, will not go. Alvey, the offensive rebound and put back. And we're tied at 36. 2:22 remaining. And the foul is going to be called against IB. Check and see who that one's on. It's called on Barnes as she's picked up two quick fouls. And knee back to the free throw line, getting two. Missed that one. Tied at 36, 2:18 remaining. Second free throw is good. Knee's hit one of two. And it's McComb in front by one, 37-36. And double dribble is called. Johnson checking back into the ball game. So McComb a chance to extend this out to their biggest lead of the night. Give, and that's going to be a travel. With a turnover with a minute 53 remaining, Johnson takes the inbounds pass. Well, they try to get the little give to David, but Howard right there stepping in front and making the catch. Dawson, and that's going to be a travel. The turnover, giving it to IB. Neither team, both teams have committed quite a few turnovers here this morning. Robertson, and that's going to be a block. Howard picking up that foul, her second. Minute and a half remaining, 37-36. try to get it inside, and David comes up with it, and it is a loose ball, and finally McComb comes up with it. Skip pass underneath Leaser, and that is going to be a foul on David. David picks up her first foul, team's fifth, and at the free throw line is Leaser. Getting two, the first is good. 2-point lead, 38-36, a chance to extend this out to a 3-point ball game, which would be the biggest lead for McComb. And cannot. Roberson with the rebound. Push it into the front court. Johnson. The ball to David. It's deflected, intended for Alvey. It's deflected out of bounds, and it will be IV basketball. Minute 3 remains. The pass goes into Alvey, and we're tied at 38. Courtney. Could have been a travel, but borderline. Courtney for him, and that does not go. And out of bounds as two players battling for it, Alvey and Hicks, and it's out of bounds off of IB, so it will be McComb basketball. 39.5 seconds remaining. We're tied at 38. The give. That is deflected as and stepped on the line. David, and it will be as she nearly came up with a steal. 36.1 seconds remaining. With it in the corner, that is Neve. Well, that is loose, and Johnson comes up with a steal. She's going to lay it up for two. Her first points of the night, and IB back in front at 40-38. 16 seconds remaining. Courtney Thorman. Runner in the lane doesn't go. Dawson, the offensive rebound and putback. Hicks fires at the buzzer, and that ends it. But a good quarter by McComb as they outscore IB 19-10 in the third quarter, and they've tied this up. We head to the final 8 minutes of play. It's 40-40, McComb and IB. Illini Bluffs back in 60 seconds.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day for service that can't be beat. Call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
Back in Beardstown, it's all knotted up at 40 apiece, and that is a turnover as IB comes up with a steal, and they'll have their chance to retake the lead. But much of this, that is a little too tall for Katie David. As they turn it over, and it'll be McComb basketball, so each team with an opportunity here, and each one missed that a chance to take the lead. With it is Thorman, Leaser, inside. It's deflected, but back to Leeser. On the left side, Thorman, and she slid the pivot, but she knew it. It will be IB basketball. Substitution coming in as Peyton Pullman checks in for Robertson. Johnson takes the inbounds pass, and she'll work it across. Again, that half-court trapping defense does not go, and David chases it down in the corner. And that's loose on the floor, and it will be, should be IB basketball. We played just over a minute here in this final quarter. We were tied at 40 to get into 3, and that's where we stand right now. That three-pointer doesn't go. Pullman grabs the offensive rebound, and it is loose. Hicks with it. Johnson underneath. David comes up with it. In the lane, off the glass, doesn't go, and it is out of bounds, off of IB. And it'll be Macomb basketball, or knotted up still at 40. 6:36 remaining. With it on the far side, that is Whitford. Out top, Foreman. And the wing jumper does not go. That was taken by Lester. Underneath, Pullman off the glass for two. Our first points of the ball game. And IB in front by two. That's going to be a kick to the ball. So it stays with Macomb. .40, 6:05 remaining. Illini Bluffs leading them. With it, that is Leeser out top. Now it is Whitford. They get it inside, and that is going to count the basket. Here with that basket. Foul called on Pullman. And here, trying to make this a three-point play and does. So the lead is now one, 43-42. Macomb with that lead, and it goes off of the foot of Foreman, so it will be IB basketball. They'll put it in play in front of their own bench. Now one more game here in the middle school gym, then we'll get a little bit of a break. Alvey couldn't get it to go, gets her own rebound, up and in. Back in front is IB, Foreman. With it, Lester, the three-point shot does not go as Hicks grabs the rebound. That was taken by Whitford. Hicks into the front court. Pullman. Skip pass. David from the free throw line couldn't get it to go. Alvey battling for it, but it's deflected away. Ahead it goes. And it is going to be Macomb that comes away with it. They kick it back out. Thorman for three. Left it short. David with the rebound. Ahead it goes. Hicks looks to drive, goes all the way through the baseline and brings it back out. Johnson, tip pass, Pullman, two-pointer, good. And the lead is three, 46-43, 4.5 minutes remaining. In the middle, Hare gets the basket. And a timeout taken by Keene and Macomb. It'll be a full timeout. 4:26 remaining. IB 46, Macomb 45. Back in 60 seconds.
At Davis Buick GMC, we are devoted to delivering outstanding customer service while helping you find that new or used Buick or GMC vehicle. Whether you are looking to purchase or lease, we invite you to come in and let our sales assist you and your family in finding the right Buick Enclave or LaCrosse. Or how about a GMC Sierra or Acadia? They are all here. We also offer full parts or service department that is second to none. Davis Buick GMC, 2051 North Main, Canton, 647-1212, where the customer is our business.
What's smart? That's smart. Introducing That's Smart, a new brand that allows you to save money. From household items to pantry staples, you'll find a wide range of products throughout the store. It's the smart way to save. That's smart.
Be smart. Visit your Canton Hy-Vee today for the new That's Smart groceries. The smart way to save. Only available at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
Point lead for Illini Bluffs. They have possession. 4:26 remains. We're in the final quarter of play. We've got a good one. And they nearly came up with a steal, but David throws it up. She is fouled. She'll go to the line to get two. Picking up the foul, Hannah Howard. That'll be her third. David at the free throw line to get the two free throws. The first is on the way as it hits off the front of the rim. She'll get the second. Chance to extend this out to a two-point game and does. As McComb gets it quickly into the front court as that is. And she stepped on the line and it will be. IB basketball. She lets it go out of bounds. They would have maintained possession, but she went to save it. And as a result, it's a turnover. Johnson picks, drives underneath. Pullman. She looks to drive in the lane. Cannot get it. Deflected out. Pullman battling for it. Comes up with it. I mean, what? Howard and Alvey really battling inside. Johnson. And the foul is going to be on. Howard. And what they're looking for is a double foul. But what you've got to look at is who initiated the contact. Who started the contact first? And I think they got that right. Usually it is the defender in that situation. Sometimes a double foul is warranted. 3.5 minutes remaining is Hicks, and we've got a 3-second violation called against Alvey. .322 remaining. Zach King. Still giving an earful to the official. McComb with possession. They are down by two in the middle, and it's not going to count. A travel is called. Minutes remaining, and I'm going to tell you, I'm getting a smile on my face because I can just see Zach Keane is going to get a technical before the game's over. It will be McComb basketball off the turnover. And that ball is deflected, and it is a turnover. We're down to 2:50 remaining here in regulation. And that is a turnover. Ahead it goes. And that is another turnover as neither team taking good care of the ball. That could have been a foul, but no call. And then we've got a foul at the other end. A lot of contact going in for the basket. And then yes, there was contact, but there was actually just as much contact going in for the basket as there was, in my estimation, on the play the foul was called. So at the free throw line will be, I believe that is Hare, and she gets the first. Seven 46. And she gets them both. So we are tied at 47 again. That full court pressure defense, or three quarters. Holman has it out top. We're down to 2:15 remaining. Johnson in the corner gives it off to David. David to Pullman. She looks to drive. Off the glass for two. And it is IB back in front, 49-47. And stepped on the line. David came up with a steal, tried to come up with a timeout, but was on the line, and the turnover giving it back to, well, came up with a turnover, then gave it right back. From the left corner, does not go as Pullman grabs the rebound. Ahead it goes to Hicks. Hicks gives it up. That's Pullman. And down to a minute 43 remaining. In the middle, Alvey, and a timeout taken by Hicks as IB has extended this out to a four-point lead. A minute 36 remaining, a full timeout taken. It's IB 51, Macomb 47, back in 60 seconds.
Want the fastest internet service in Canton? Contact Mid-Century Fiber today. Incredible speeds at incredible prices. Go to FiberFastNow.com. Check out the Lock in Your Price for Life offering and pricing. Then fill out the form to be part of the Faster Than Fast Fiberhood. Call 778-8611 and Mid-Century Fiber will guide you through the process. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com.
Basketball is at Chicago. It's hot dogs with no ketchup. And it's watching each game with the TV sound turned down and the radio turned all the way up.
Wade on the right side and Wade is killing it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
Three. Double bam. Oh, it's raining threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls radio network.
Bam.
The new home of the Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
Back in Beardstown, we've got a good one. 51-47, Macomb with possession, but they trail by four to Illini Bluffs. Howard gets it off to Emma Thorman. Thorman gets it back to Howard. Near side toward where we are, the left side in the middle. As that is good. Hare with that basket, and it's a two-point ball game. We're at a minute, 51-49. Johnson gives it back to David. Hicks with it now on the baseline to Pullman, and she is fouled. And that foul, it's going to be a common one. So IB with it in front of their own bench. They lead it by two. We're at 55 seconds remaining. To give Hicks a whistle and a reach in. That foul was on Leaser. And that is the seventh team foul. So Hicks at the free throw line to get the 1-1. Free throw is on the way. It does not go. And the rebound is to Macomb. Looking to drive. That's Hare. She gets it out to Howard. Here gets the basket. And we're knotted up at 51. And that could have been an intentional foul because she reached and grabbed for the jersey. Pullman was past her and grabbed at the jersey, and that could have easily been. A lot of officials won't call it, and I will admit I wouldn't have, but if I were officiating the game, Pullman's free throw is 1-1. It's on the way, and it does not go. And the rebound is to McComb. 33 seconds, and they turn it over. IB basketball, 31.7 seconds remaining. David will trigger it in to give us to Pullman. And they turn it over. 28.7 seconds remaining. And right now it looks like neither team really wanting to win this one. The winner will face Illini West. Howard, the give. Air for two does not go. The rebound is to Hicks. Hicks ahead, it goes to Pullman. Pullman looks to drive, gets it underneath. David for two cannot get it to go. Alvey pushed from behind, but no call. And a timeout taken with 1.9 seconds remaining. We're tied at 51. They've been letting them play, there's no question. And the timeout taken, it's a full one. We're going to take one as well. We'll be back to Beardstown in 30 seconds.
Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seat House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service, that's why Perkins Seat House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
And we're back in Beardstown, tied at 51 with 1.9 seconds remaining. We have not, these games that I have been doing, have not had an overtime game yet this year. And that is a strong possibility at this point. Hare will trigger it in. And the long pass, it is intercepted, and the shot at the buzzer doesn't go. So we are headed to overtime here at Beardstown in the second game here in the middle school gym. IB and McComb tied at 51. We'll be back with the overtime period in 60 seconds.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy, build on a solid foundation.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
Back in Beardstown, a four-minute overtime period set to get underway here momentarily as McComb on the floor, Ivy making their way onto the floor. And for the second time tonight, we'll have a tip-off. tied at 51 here from Beardstown, and Macomb with possession to start this first overtime session. That's Hare with it. It's at baseline. Gorman can't get it to go. The rebound is to Johnson. With about a minute and a half, ID had a four-point lead and let it slip away. That is kicked, and it stays with IB. They'll put it in play in front of their own bench. .336 remains here in the first overtime session. That does not go. Hicks couldn't get it to go, and now we head the other direction. That three-point goal is good. Whitford, her first points of the game, and couldn't be at a bigger time as David fires the three, can't get it to go. Chased down, and that should be, looking at it, I am almost sure it should be IB basketball, and will be. They'll put it in play on the baseline. Big basket. Roberson. That two-point goal is good by Pullman. And it draws IV to within one at 54-53. With it, that is Leeser as she gets it off to Emma Foreman. Near steal by David. Cross court. Leeser, check that, not Leeser, that is Neve, Emma Thorman, Whitford for another three, in and out, battling for it, Roberson with it. Ahead it goes to Hicks, and some contact, a bump. Now, all game, they haven't called that a lot. At the free throw line will be Hicks trying to tie it and maybe even give the Lady Tigers the lead. First free throw does not go, and then we've got a foul on Alvey. We'll walk the length of the court. Should IB lose this game, if that does not go, they would play tomorrow at 12:30. If they win, they'll play this afternoon. In the corner, and a timeout is taken by Illini Bluffs. It'll be a full one. 2:12 remaining. It's Macomb, 54. Illini Bluffs, 53. Back in 60 seconds.
Hi, this is Emily Valencia, 2010 graduate of Spoon River College. I've been teaching high school art and computer graphics for a year now, and when I think about it, Spoon River College was the perfect beginning to my undergraduate experience. My instructors laid a solid foundation for my future as an educator and an artist. It doesn't matter who you are, a new high school graduate or someone looking for a change in career, Spoon River College can be your perfect beginning, too. Register now. Visit src.edu or call 1-800-DEGREES and ask to speak to an advisor.
Your local community bank is Mid-America National Bank. I'm Kevin Stevenson, Business Development Officer, and we're proud to serve.
I'm Mitch Kuhnrock, Commercial Ag Loan Officer. We've been involved with community events since 1933. Our employees, stockholders, and directors are all local, and we invest locally. Look around at the next game. You'll see someone with a connection to Mid-America.
Mid-America National Bank, your bank for life in Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit us at midnatbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back in Beardstown with Macomb clinging to a one-point lead, Illini Bluffs with possession. They'll put it in play in front, well, just to the right of their bench. The give is to Hicks. Hicks to Roberson. Except for dribble. Roberson to David. She looks to go baseline. Cut off. And 3 seconds is called. And the turnover giving it to McComb. They lead it by one. And they try to get an ad as a travel. And the turnover by McComb gives it back to Illini Bluffs. The six will trigger it in for the Lady Tigers. Holman gives it up to Hicks, and she's into the front court. Holman gets it back. Right side top. That is deflected, but David right there, Johnny, on the spot, gets the basket. Big basket gives ID a one-point lead, 55-54. Leeser gives it up to Thorman, Emma Thorman. His right side top, middle goes to, that is deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with McComb. Robertson tipped it out of bounds. 55-54. Illini Bluffs leading this over McComb. 1:17 remaining. Here, looks to drive. Cut off. Picks up her dribble in some trouble. Courtney Thorman, for two. And McComb retakes the lead. Robertson to David. Underneath, Pullman. Spins her way in and a travel, and I'm going to say I think that was a legit move. Some officials, a lot of officials sometimes think that athletes, high school athletes in particular, can't make certain plays, and that was, I thought, a legit move. But nonetheless, a turnover, 41 seconds remaining. McComb with a one-point lead. And the foul is going to be called. Seconds remaining. At the free throw line will be Courtney Thorman getting two free throws. Still a one-possession game, even if she makes both free throws. First one is good. It just puts it in a position where there's still time that you could get a two-pointer and hope your defense comes up with a big play. Got them both. Hicks into the front court. But the way McComb plays defense, it's going to be tough to get a three. Pullman fires, couldn't get it to go. And that's going to be a foul. 58-55, 23.5 seconds remaining, and you can just get a sense that this one might be slipping away from Illini Bluffs. At the free throw line is Whitford. The first is on the way. Does not go. Second one, that makes it a four-point ball game. And it does not go either. So still a doable thing. That is good. A timeout taken by IB with 15.4 seconds remaining as Hicks gets the leaner. Pulls him to within one, 58-57. A full timeout. McComb by one over Illini Bluffs back in 60 seconds.
Santa dear, what are you doing?
I'm test flying my new parrot drone from Nerds on Call. I might just load all the toys on this puppy and deliver remotely from home this year.
Yes, dear, all the top tech toys from Nerds on Call make wonderful gifts for the children.
Oh, the children.
Yes, dear, they have special holiday tech gift baskets, too, for everyone.
Even big kids?
Even big kids.
Nerds on Call, a facet company. Find locations at coolestnerds.com. During the holidays, hackers, viruses, and network crashes can freeze your business just when your customers need you the most. This year, don't sweat the tech stuff. Call Facet Technologies and relax. Here's Facet President Brian Ford.
Facet will back up your information, keep your system secure, and make sure you're running smoothly through the holidays. It's what we call holiday peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business, even during the holidays. See it all now at FacetTech.com.
Back in Beardstown, the final 15 seconds, and we've got a reach in. And McComb will be getting the two free throws. Let's see who's going to go to the free throw line. They lead it by one right now as the freshman, Emma Gorman, will go to the free throw line. Getting two. Regardless, whether she gets both of them or not, it will be a one-possession game. She gets the first, making it a two-point game again, 59-57. Second one is on the way, and it's good as well. And it looks like McComb will take a timeout, and it will be a Fullman with 14.4 seconds remaining. We'll take a break here as well. 60-57, McComb by three, back in 60 seconds.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GM Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairieland Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Back here at Beardstown, the final 15 seconds. The three-pointer is good by Katie David. Tying this at 60 with 5.7 seconds remaining. As they get it down court and get it to the top of the key to Katie David, and they hit the three-point shot to tie it at 60. Let's take a 30-second break, and back to Beardstown in 30 seconds.
Join WBYS each Saturday morning at 9:05 for Coach's Roundtable, the basketball edition live from Hy-Vee. The 55-minute show has scores for the Midland I and Prairieland Conferences. One-on-one conversation with boys and girls coaches from Canton, Farmington, Lewistown, North Fulton, and Illini Bluffs. Breakfast and basketball Saturday at 9:05, Coach's Roundtable on WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM. And enjoy website streaming and free app for download at 1560WBYS.com.
Back in Beardstown, Katie David's three-point shot with 5.7 seconds remaining ties this at 60. McComb with possession. They'll be able to get it down court, or they should, but they get it underneath. It's intercepted, and we're going to have a second overtime here from McComb, or from Beardstown. McComb and Illini Bluffs. We'll take a break. Back to Beardstown with a score tied 60-60 between IB and McComb. Back in 60 seconds.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hostler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student-athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day. For service that can't be beat, call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
And back at Beardstown, a double overtime here. I will say this has been a long time since I've had a game that's went double overtime. I think the longest game I've had is a triple overtime game. And that was several years ago. And the tip is controlled, this time by IB, as Pullman gets the tip, gets it off to Robertson. Robertson, top of the key. That is Hicks. Hicks to Pullman. Baseline, it goes to David, and she tries to get the ball and throws it where somebody wasn't, and it's out of bounds. The turnover, giving it to McComb. I got to say, both teams have got to be pushing 25 turnovers. At least. That's going to be a foul, a bump against David. I want to say both teams are in the double bonus. Here's free throw is good. Second one is on the way, and it's good as well. Two-point lead for McComb, 62-60. Second overtime period. And the pass, it is intercepted, nearly a turnover. Again, David trying to force it inside, forcing it where it's just not there. Robertson. Underneath to David. Backs her way in. Too strong. Johnson with the rebound out to Robertson. Robertson to Pullman. Picks it out. 3-point goal doesn't go. Albee battling for it. It's saved back in and to Foreman. And it will be McComb basketball. 2:45 remaining. Pass. Goes to Foreman, here with it, top of the key, looks to drive, have it stripped, and it will be, and I think they got that right, it'll be McComb basketball. Whitford for three, bounces up, does not go, it's tapped, and it will be Foreman, Courtney Foreman, that comes up with it. For McComb. Leaves her to Whitford. Whitford to Hare. McComb looking for their fourth win on the year. Right now 3-10. 6-9 is IB. The baseline jumper skips across, does not go. And the rebound is to Pullman. Pullman drives, kicks it off to Hicks. Hicks on the right side. Top of the key to David. Left side baseline. Pullman, she looks to drive. The runner in the lane does not go. And it is McComb that comes away with it. They lead it by two, 62-60. A minute and a half remaining. Whitford to Leeser. Emma Foreman. Courtney Foreman back to Emma Foreman. Minute 22 remaining. Courtney Foreman gives it off to Leeser. Hare with it now. And the reach in. And I tell you, here's not the one that you want to put at the free throw line. The last in line getting the two free throws will be Jordan Hare. And she missed one. That's her first miss of a free throw here tonight. Second one is on the way and got it. 7 of 8 from the charity stripe. Hicks looks to drive, kicks it out. Holman for three, does not get it. Alvey the rebound, and she is fouled. She will go to the free throw line to get two free throws. Here, picking up that foul, and that could be a huge one. That I have her as four. Alvey's first free throw does not go. Johnson checking in, replacing Robertson. A free throw here pulls them to within two. Second one is on the way, and it does not go. And we're going to go the other way. Hicks picking up the foul. Well, one thing, and that is her fifth, I believe. And checking in is Katie Hafner for IB, replacing Hicks. And that's a big... foul out. And got them both. Did not catch who made that free throw. I can't remember. We'll double check that. I think I'm pretty sure, but Johnson to David. Two-pointer does not go. Alvey, the offensive rebound, and put back off the glass is good. And a near steal. It is a steal. Johnson, she's going to lay it up, and she is fouled. And that will be a foul on Hare, and I believe, if that is the case, I believe that's her fifth foul, and it is. And that is a big miss. I want to say that was Leeser that was at the free throw line. So these are two big free throws. There's no question about that with 35.7 seconds, but the big thing is Johnson missed the first. She needs at least, she would have been nice to get two, but she needs to hit at least one of these, which would make it a two-point ball game. And she got the second. Makes it a two-point ball game. And that's a steal. Johnson to David. Fires a three. Left it short. The rebound is to McComb. And then a foul on Coleman. With 19.1 seconds remaining. That was a good look. I'm not going to say it was a bad three-point attempt. And Leeser will be at the free throw line to get two. Checking in the ball game is Courtney Graham. That might have been the fifth one. Holman as well. Well, Leeser missed that one. 19.1 seconds remaining. Regardless, it's a one-possession game with the miss of that first free throw. Second one does not go, and it is out of bounds, and it will be IB basketball, and I think he got it right. Coach Key team wanted a, and I don't think they're going to change it. I think they got it right. Now, from where Coach Keene is positioned on the bench, it's tough. It would have been tough to see David, the Robertson. Underneath, it's deflected out of bounds. It stays with IB. 11.7 seconds remaining. David will trigger it in. The lob goes to Robertson. Robertson off the glass, cannot get it, gets her own rebound back up, and she is fouled. And she will go to the charity stripe to get the two free throws. A chance to tie this with 5.7 seconds remaining. These are her first two attempts. Got the first. Wasn't pretty, but it still dropped. Timeout taken by McComb. They lead it by one over Illini Bluff, 65-64 with 5.7 seconds remaining. Grace Robertson will be at the free throw line when we return. We'll be back to Beardstown and the 35th Lady Tiger Classic in 30 seconds.
At Davis Buick GMC, we are devoted to delivering outstanding customer service while helping you find that new or used Buick or GMC vehicle. Whether you are looking to purchase or lease, we invite you to come in and let our sales assist you and your family in finding the right Buick Enclave or LaCrosse. Or how about a GMC Sierra or Acadia? They are all here. We also offer full parts or service department that is second to none. Davis Buick GMC, 2051 North Main, Canton, 647-1212, where the customer is our business.
Back in Beardstown, it's a one-point ball game. McComb leading this over IB, 65-64, but Grace Robertson at the free throw line for the Lady Tigers with a chance to tie it. Second one. It's on the way, and it doesn't go. It did not draw iron. It was 5.7 seconds. He is right. It will be McComb basketball. Substitution. He's checking back into the ball game is Elena Varnes. The one-point ball game. And they break down, and this one, as David is going to be guilty of that foul. With 2.4 seconds remaining, it's still not over. Even if she hits both free throws. Emma Thorman. It's still a one-possession game. 66-64. A timeout is taken. Not sure who took it, but it's a full timeout. 2.4 seconds remaining. It's McComb 66, Illini Bluff 64, back in 60 seconds.
Introducing Repeat Refills. Now you can have your prescriptions filled automatically at the Hy-Vee Pharmacy. With Repeat Refills, your prescriptions are automatically filled ahead of time and ready when you are. We'll even call you when your order is ready. Let your Hy-Vee Pharmacy help you stay on top of your medication therapy. Ask your helpful Hy-Vee pharmacists about Repeat Refills today. Then you'll never have to worry about running out of medication again.
Repeat Refills, now available at your Canton Hy-Vee Pharmacy, 825 North Main Street.
Want the fastest internet service in Canton? Contact Mid-Century Fiber today. Incredible speeds at incredible prices. Go to FiberFastNow.com. Check out the Lock in Your Price for Life offering and pricing. Then fill out the form to be part of the Faster Than Fast Fiberhood. Call 778-8611 and Mid-Century Fiber will guide you through the process. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com.
back at Beardstown, Emma Thorman at the free throw line, a chance to extend this out to a three-point ball game with 2.4 seconds remaining. For McComb, they lead at 66-64 over Illini Bluffs. No one at the free throw line. She missed that one. And then comes up with a held ball with 0.2 seconds remaining. And it will be McComb basketball. So McComb will live to play Illini West. And that will do it. So McComb comes from behind, trailing at the half, the first quarter and the second quarter. It comes from behind and wins this double overtime game over the Illini Bluffs Lady Tigers. The final score, 66-64. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back to recap this one and take a look at scoring in 2 minutes.
Basketball is as Chicago as hot dogs with no ketchup. And it's watching each game with the TV sound turned down and the radio turned all the way up.
Wade on the right side, and Wade is killing it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
Three, double bam! Oh, it's raining threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls radio network.
Bam!
The new home of the Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy. Build on a solid foundation.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for hunting season. Find bows and cases, tree stands, ammo, guns, blinds, targets, archery accessories, and more for every outdoorsman this season. The largest selection of archery and hunting gears at Farm King in Monmouth, Canton, Galesburg, Macomb, Kewaunee, and Burlington. So if you need to add gun accessories, calls or decoys, knives, traps, or rain gear to your collection, shop Farm King and make them your official hunting headquarters. Farm King, the family store with more for the outdoorsman and hunting season.
And we're back at Beardstown as the final score, 66-64 in double overtime. McComb knocking off Illini Bluffs. We're going to quickly run through the scoring and take a quick break, do some things, and then get back here in time for the South Fulton Pleasant Plains game that will be coming up shortly. Again, the final score, 66-64. Recapping the scoring, first off for McComb, or let me rephrase that, for Illini Bluffs. We had 1 point for Elena Varnes, 2 points, let me rephrase that. 1 point for Elena Varnes, 5 points for Grace Robertson. We had 2 points that went unaccounted for, 3 points for Mallory Johnson, 8 points from Peyton Pullman, and 8 points from Peyton Pullman. Let's see, we had 12 from Hannah Hicks, 15 from Kaney David, and leading the way for the Illini Bluffs Tigers, Hannah Alvey with 18 points. For the Illini Bluffs, for the McComb Lady Bombers, we had 7 points from Courtney Thorman, 5 from Nicole Lester, 9 from Lexi Leeser, 3 from Sophie Whitford, 6 from Alex Neve, 1 from Natalie Neve, 3 from Hannah Howard, 4 from Erica Dawson, 7 from Emma Thorman, 2 from Savannah Kump, and leading the way with a game high and team high was Jordan Hare as she had 19 points. Again, the final score is McComb defeating IB in double overtime over the Illini Bluffs Lady Tigers, 66-64. The McComb Lady Bombers will face Illini West coming up at approximately 1:30. We're going to take a quick break here from Beardstown in the middle school gym, and play a song or two, and then we'll be back with the South Fulton Pleasant Plains girls basketball game here from Beardstown. Again, the final score, 66-64, Macomb over Illini Bluffs. For just a few minutes. Until then, so long, everybody.